This is the extra-large Super Bowl, XL, 40 in Roman numerals. 4 decades ago, there were suggestions that the NFL's championship game ought to be called the Big One or the Final Game. But Kansas City Chiefs under Lamar Hunt noticed that his daughter played with a small, intensely bouncy ball called Super Bowl. And now you know the rest of the story. A.J. Jacobs joins us from New York. He's the man who's made a career out of making profound and inane information all one and the same. A.J., thanks for being back with us.
Thank you.
Before the Super Bowl, you had the NFL title game. The 1940 matchup is remembered by many for being the most lopsided game in history.
This was the Bears versus the Redskins, and the Bears beat the Redskins by a score of 73-0. And it got so bad that legend has it that officials had to ask the Bears to stop kicking extra points because they ran out of footballs.
We should explain, when football teams kick an extra point, it often winds up in the stands.
Right. This was before those nets.
2 years earlier, 1938, the Pittsburgh Steelers made what we'll call a very judicious draft pick.
None other than Byron Whizzer White, who went on to lead the league in rushing. And then, as you know, after his football career ended, he had to settle for another job as a Supreme Court justice.
He was a legitimately great running back, wasn't he?
Absolutely. In 1940, he also led the league in rushing. And this is my favorite part. In the offseason, he attended Yale Law School.
a lot of people think of football as being a violent and brutal game these days, and there's a lot to suggest that. But tell us about the 1905 college season. This was beyond brutal.
In the 1905 college season, no less than 18 players died from injuries sustained on the field. And it was so bad that Teddy Roosevelt had to call a commission, presidential commission, to investigate. And they came up with all sorts of reforms and basically saved the game.
Like protective equipment?
A little of that, but they also instituted the forward pass. Mm. There was an incredibly dangerous play called the flying wedge, where players on the offense would lock arms in a wedge formation and just run down the field and mow down anyone in their way. That was gotten rid of.
However, we still do it at our editorial meetings. Finally, a field goal used to be worth 5 points?
Yeah, and a touchdown was 2 points. So if your team loses on Sunday, maybe you can try to recalculate using the old scoring to see if the outcome might be more appealing.
AJ, nice talking to you.
Great to talk to you.
He's the author of The Know-It-All, One Man's Humble Quest to Become the Smartest Person in the World. Speaking of which, you're the smartest person in the world. Who do you pick in this year's Super Bowl?
Well, I have family in Pittsburgh, so I better go with Pittsburgh or else I'll get in a lot of trouble.